flumming off, I think it was, right?
That's not a problem. That's a problem.
Yeah. Kufaf Tes. Yeah, Kufaf Manal. The bottom. Shlemis Amidus, Herahul, Asagas, Atar, Malus said, without Shlemis Amidus, you're not going to be able to become, really reach the true understanding of Torah. Tell me, I'm for summers. That's a very well known idea. So amongst the many things that are the requirements for a Kinyan Torah are many midos. So Reb Chaim Mital writes a famous piece of Reb Chaim Mital. Reb Chaim Mital writes, why is it that we don't have mitzvahs? There's in the Tzivuim and the Torah, very few Tzivuim and Torah are connected to the idea of midos. Right? There's one sheet that holds that there's a law in the Torah becoming a Baal Gaiva, like you expect that, you know, it's one sheet. Gaius, because I'll talk tremendous things, negative things about Gaiva. There should be a law in the Torah, don't be a Baal Gaiva. Right? There should be a mitzvah in the Torah, you know. So we have mitzvah in the Torah to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mahu Rachum, Avato Rachum, etc. But specific Averis for the Midas Rois, we don't have in general. She says, because the Midas Tavis, Midas Rois, are preliminary to the Kima Torah. So they're more parallel than even the mitzvahs himself. So therefore they don't get individual mitzvahs. It's a major statement that the Rechaim Mital writes in Shara Kedusha. So it's the time that I think about that. We're not going to think about that so much right now. Okay. The son of Behemoth, the Yisod Chol Avodas Adam, Shemitah Sena Yisod Rakisa V'Shemesh. We found before discussing this idea that the midas really are the foundation and the shurish, the nefesh asichli, the shabbat toli kima mitzvahs, that they will create in the person the nefesh asichli. So that's the ideas which are well known common ideas. So he wants to. I want to pick up one point over here. The dwarm Eila Yavoyu Khan Dibur Rabbeinu Agon Rabbisosol Misalanter Zechusat Liruchal Chayil Amaboa Bibit Abdal Sefer Yisrael Ki Hagam Shatara Masur Levnei Adam Latach Inyana Kfi Mataras Seichel Anoshi. We know that the mitzvahs of the Torah, the lachos of the Torah, are defined based on the decisions of the Chachamim. So La B'Shemayim. So the Torah is given over to the Ben Adam to decide. But Lo Nichbash Hilasu is Kichem Seinu. We don't have a Kibush Mechama on it. That it's our maid servant. That we do whatever we want with it. Al Pita Luchas Rishon and Seinu. As we decide. Pigul Hu Lo Yerotzeh. The Hashem Tshuva L'Sharleinu Tzedek L'Shavteinu Mishurim. We're called to give an answer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we answer to a person what the law is, we say, well, if I allow my desires and my negiyas and my midas rois to help me to decide a question, pick who lo yeretzeh. Okay? So the, and this, which is, I mentioned this idea, I tell you, it's called the color war syndrome. Right? So that, it's a very common issue. Right? I can find the chazals which support my way of looking at something. So somebody then asks me what to do, or if somebody, somebody asks me what to do, it's, you know, so then I'm going to answer based on my worldview. But that's not the Rosh, that's not Torah anymore. That's me. It's me projecting myself in the Torah. Yes, there's a Musa that each Chacham has his unique vantage point of understanding Torah. If he's Batar himself from his Midas Ros and his Negias, he's given a certain understanding which somebody else won't be given. And if I follow that person as my Rav, I have a right to follow that person. But that's assuming that there's a purity of Tahara, of the, that he's discovering his unique prism of Ratzon Hashem. But it has to be Ratzon Hashem, which he's finding. If it's Ratzon Eli, right, that's not Mutter. But a lot of times what happens is that it's Ratzon Eli more than it's Ratzon Hashem. Right? So that's, you know, that's the challenge. Okay. So that's the point he says over here. Let's skip down to the next verse. So obviously that's a tremendous challenge. Well, Gimel. Malkum Nichman Noyer the Avodas Amidas Barla Matar. This is really more of what I want. So the idea that Amidas are important, you know, he's just stressing it again, especially when it comes to Kinyan Torah, it's very important. Okay, not Kedusha over here. Gimel over here has an interesting, important point. Malkum Nichman Noyer the Avodas Amidas Barla Matar. Avodas Amidas has a tremendous role in the Barla Matar. Karnamer Ki Yadias Tikan Amidas Akarachas Enam Madam Masigim. And if some Yad Liyad. It's not given over. You cannot teach it. Midas like you teach other chachmas. Kol adam chayv is allowed is avodas soyhu. Each person has his path in avodas midas, which he must find. Yevshel lomar is atzmai mitech svarim. Person can't come and learn himself up, as it were, figure out what. You know, well, there's a book. I don't want to put the book down because there's nice things about the book. But, you know, there's a book called Appreciating People, including yourself. Right? And it's all about how there's certain personality types, and they have like 16 basic personality types, and they describe how these people have the personality types, and they use all the different letters and numbers to define the personality types, etc. It's a whole system of psychology, etc. But that being said, nobody fits into that picture perfectly. So I read that I am an EFSJ, so therefore I do. Everybody's like, no person exists exactly the picture perfect one in the book. Right? Every person has, between the different meters which exist, there's a continuum. So one person is 98.5% E and 1.5% I. Another person is 93% E. So nobody's exactly going to be that picture that you're talking about. You cannot find yourself in any book. I relate to what it says. That's me. It's not you. There's nobody in the world who's you. And therefore what happens is that we imitate. So if I find somebody who's not like me and I imitate them, forget it. That's tremendously dangerous and unhealthy. If I find somebody who's like me and I imitate, it's also not healthy because it doesn't work. Imagine, you would like to believe that the people that you ask eitzes from are sort of the top that. Right? I am by nature a very disorganized person. That's my nature. My wife, Baruch Hashem, is an organized person. Baruch Hashem, my nature. And I'm a very disorganized person. The first time I went to Tel Shiva and I learned organizational skills, when I went to the mirror, forget it. I would have been a mess. Right? And therefore, I have my challenges. I still have challenges. So I remember I was, trying to get myself to, deal with an issue, which the bottom line was I needed to be more organized. So I asked a person for an aid. A person who was a very, extremely, by nature, very organized person. He said, well, just do this, and 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 then it'll solve your problems. And he's like, such a definitive, he said, yeah, that makes so much sense. And I'm gonna do it. And afterwards, of course, it didn't work for me. Because it doesn't help me. It works for him, because that's him. Right? And it left me like for about 6 months or a year. I was such a dither. Why can't I get this thing done? And I felt so stupid. And what's my problem? And I was down on myself, and I was depressed and low self esteem. Then my wife says to me, who'd you ask? She says, Shkoyach. He can't give you answers for your problem. He doesn't understand your problem. You need to find somebody else who's a procrastinator and disorganized and all your problems, and get answers from him how to deal with the problems. Okay. But even that, he's saying, doesn't work. Because there's nobody exactly as disorganized as me. Some are worse and some are better. But the point is, I have my niche. Right? It's my niche. You can't have my niche, And even if somebody has the exact same number of the... We'll make these organization skills, from 1 to 100. But that's only one part of me. My being has, is this gigantic prop with many different things interacting, and together they create me. And there's nobody like me, In order to stress this point, I want to give you over a very important point. It's not involved with talking, Like, Rabba, no, you take Rabba with a grain of salt. It's a gra. Listen to this guy. Helech v'yashur yirei Hashem. Person who goes in his yashur is fears Hashem. That's a pasuk in Mishnah. He called Adam Tzarech Lelechus Bedarkai at Tzarech Lo. Each person has to go in the path which he needs. Kei Minas Bnei Adam Shavim Zelazeh. Nobody's the same. Umach Mazeh Hu Rago Bavera Abom Eisemida. Therefore, he's more inclined to a certain Avera, which comes from his nature. Tzarech LeGadar Atzo Moed Mazeh. He has to create for himself personal Gedorim to address that issue. Mashen Chaveret Tzarech Lezei Hashmir. His friend does not need that shmir at all, necessarily. The chaver tzarech legederacher. His chaver has different challenges, and he needs different gedor that he has to address. B'lekach halach b'yoshroi, b'derech hayosher shaloi. Okay, he finds a path which is straight for him. It's the straight path. It's the true path for his needs. So he needs to make certain gedorim in a certain area, which nobody else needs to. So, but if he does that, they think you're a horrible person for doing that. What's your problem? But he knows deep down this is what his real needs are. For Hashem to do that, and he sticks to it, even though people make fun of him. They don't know what he really needs. That's the person who truly fears Hashem. I just tell you the Dihaviyub. I remember I was one of my hakpadas I have is, you know, I don't want a female hijabist. I don't like having a female hijabist. So there's from doctor in Cleveland, from dentist I used to go to. I told him I want a male hijabist. He says, "Well, we have one male and three females." And I want a male. He says, "Revise the gospel, not makbid." Like, why are you being so from? Now, Rashi Revise the gospel was one of the most from people you've ever met. I mean, the man was a tzaddik gomer. His sitkis was, and he was a makbid. So why are you being from with the Rashi Revise the gospel? They said, no, I'm not being from the Shiraz. I said, I know that personally, I'm not comfortable with it. It affects me in a way that I don't like. And I need to make that getter. He didn't need that getter, so what do you want from me? Well, you're from front. That's what the guy is saying. I don't care if the people say you're front. But if that's what I need, so as I'm telling you, I come to the Rishon, listen, you know, really, I need to do it because it sounded like my heel to you to Rabbi Hashem. I had to do it. The people thought I said front, so I'm not going to do it. So then you're Shemayim, you're Spinei Adar. You care about what people are going to think about you than what the Kodesh Baruch Hu thinks about you. The Yorei Hashem is a person who is able, takes quite an accomplishment to really get to know yourself, to understand what your real needs are, and your real needs and your challenges are, and what you need to do for your, and then follow that path, even though people don't necessarily respect it. Because you understand that deep down, this is what you have to do, Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a tremendous growth. Yeah. It's not necessarily the standard operating procedure of the from world, you know. The opposite of the extreme of this is he's worried about what people will think about him. His feeling good about himself and about Hashem is based on that people say, yeah, look, he's really frum, he's really doing like he's supposed to do, you know. So he does and he imitates what everybody else does. I tell you the line about the matchbox, right? Right? Last week. So Rashiva, it's also mine. Rashiva walks into Yeshiva, you know, he says, he looks around, he walks in one time, he sees everybody's holding the basement up. He comes a few weeks later, everybody's holding the basement bed. He says, everybody's holding the and it's not true. I don't know, you know, over here, you know, people are approaching, they look, they're afraid to go too fast. So they look around to see where everybody's holding, whether they can go weiter. So it means they're going to sit there and sit in the page, they're bored, they're wasting their time, they're not really shtaking, they're not even simple in their learning. But the fear of how people are going to perceive them overrides what their real needs and what is Hashem. because they want to. She says, he walks in and says, I thought this was Shira. I did not realize that it's a matchbox. Everybody has the exact same head. That's not, people don't have the same heads. And you should have a yeshiva where one person's holding a dollar and one person's holding a base of an olive. Because they have different heads. They think differently. You know? Like, but we don't do that. Kamuvan Shadivri grew Amurim Bahalach Bayashray, Hagarna Latsam Gadorim, Linotsam Yitzray. He's talking about a person who really has gotten in touch with his needs and is really doing the right thing for himself. And he holds on to these Gadorim, even though people don't necessarily respect it. Because I have to answer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I know Kodesh Shemaim, I need to do this. That's why Christ to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an awesome growth. So when we're starting our Mahalcha with Yedias Atzmenu, it's Mamash Grua. It's not a piece of revolt, but it's modern psychology. The Garden is saying that each person has to get to know himself, and each person is going to be unique. And based on that, you're going to have to create a personalized Avodas Hashem. You can get advice, you can get help, etc. But at the end of the day, the only person who's really going to be able to figure this out is you. And that's the challenge. Okay, he brings Makul Adibir Groh now Kosim Moral Baderch HaChayim of his Perikimum Yudal. So the Moral says the exact same idea. It fits the same idea. Kol Shiyir is Ketu Kedemus HaChachmos HaChachmosim is Kiyamus. So Zok the Moral. But how about the Memer Kol Shiyir is Soy Shalchet? I said this in the Shmuz, right? If you translate Yiris Ketu, right? We translate his person's fear of chait. No, that's not yiras chait. Yiras chait means his yira of his chait. You should have said yiras soy shal chait means his fear of chait. Chait being generic, it's his yira of chait. It doesn't say this. It's yiras chait. The possessive is on the word chait. Means the person's fear of his chait. How do they remember kosher yiras shal chait? Each person has a way that he is inclined towards chet. He's aware of the chet which he is more inclined towards. If he has yira from that chet, yira min a chet who shumuchan alav kadem is a chokmah. Each person has an inclination towards certain chetoy. It's not that I have yiras chet. I have to be very scared of that which I'm more inclined towards. But I'm not willing to address that because that's weird. So I don't be, my chachma can't be misguided because my yiras chet isn't there. My yiras chet of my chet isn't there. Okay.
Sort of saying that to have fear of a person is, I guess, the tia towards a certain shade, a certain something that's stronger than just yours as a generality.
Oh, it's because it's stronger, weaker. It's different. I have a general yours state, but if I don't add on special, like the Gaon says, Gador measures for the areas where I have more of a problem, so I haven't addressed my problem. But if I'm aware of the fact that I have this something which is I'm more inclined towards, that I need to therefore make special gedor for myself, which I will then question, well, so-and-so doesn't do that, he's a big tzaddik, so why do you have to be so, the answer is, well, he doesn't need it, and you do. If I don't do that, I'm lacking in my true year of faith. And the result of that is that if I don't have that, my chokhmah is not in this kai. Right? He talks about different places. Says that means that the kli which holds the chokhmah is the year of state. That a person should be able to get a true understanding of something, but it shouldn't be distorted, etc. Is the fact that I'm aware of the potential for danger, and I address that, then I can get a true picture of the reality. But if I override that because I'm uncomfortable being different, so then I'll never get a true understanding of reality. I'll get a distorted understanding of reality, which can't work. Okay. Just to talk, just talk about that for a second. The idea of Yiras Chet. So Shurim says it, you know, doesn't say it in so, you know, so many words, but it's, the word Chet means lack. Right? Rashi says in Chumash, it says, Pasuk says, Rashi means three psukim. A few places Rashi says it. I'm missing one of them. It says the Pasuk in Malachim, Vaniyu b'ni shlomo chato'im. Rashi says chaserim. We'll be lacking. Right? If Adonio becomes the king, so we'll be lacking for the world. He'll take us away from the world. The word chet means chaser. He says that Yiras Chet, the true idea of Yiras Chet, the Sosham says, is if I have a relationship with somebody that I love, and that relationship is so important to me, is anything which will damage relationship, I'm worried about. Because I don't want the relationship to be damaged. That's what Yiras Chet means. I don't want there to be any concern in my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I love a Kodesh Baruch Hu so much, and therefore I'm always worried about anything which will create damage to it. So the Yira is Naveya from Av.
Like, that's an extension of me.
But if I don't have Av, if I don't appreciate the relationship,
don't put into my destiny.
So that I'm not worried about it being damaged. So I can't have Yiras Chet. So Yiras Chet, the thing is different, you know, it's specific, supposed to Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet means the concern about the relationship being maintained in a proper way. So, you know, we have all our marriage jokes, right? You know, a husband wife relationship is that, you know, guys are scared of their wives. Right? Which might be true. But the if a person truly, you know, appreciates the relationship, they don't want to do anything. They're always, because of their love and the relationship, they don't want to do anything which will damage the relationship. So they're always aware of it and concerned about making a mistake, because they don't want the damage which results. That definition has to have Yiras Chet. If it doesn't have that, the definition, the damage will be there. It's not going to work. Because if I go on the standard path, it's not going to work. I'm stuck. Because there will be damage. The same that's true in a marriage. You know, with all the marriage books that you're going to read, until you learn to understand how the two of you function together and how you bring out the best or the worst in each other. And you need to figure that out and then develop a relationship which will work on that and be careful with those points. Okay. I'm going to tap a little more over here. And I have to tell you a line that I heard recently. It's nothing to do with this, but it's a great line. Anyway. Well, Yaakov Yiras Chet, Gedorim, Ono, Chayav, Nesagal, Atzmeinu, Gishi, Ishis. So we talk about Yiras Chet, we talk about Gedorim, we're talking about the person has to be, Nesagal means to acquire for herself a personal approach. In Bavar, Protis, Ono, Oiskim, that's Elagam, Bamasim, Tavim, Atzma. Each person has a unique role of what he's supposed to accomplish in this world, in the world of Masim Tavim. It's not just in the danger problem, in the Gedorim and the Averus, right? But one person, right? So, I mean, you say in a very general sense, if this person has a tremendous ability to be Makara people and to work with people, etc., and he decides, you know what, I'd rather sit in Mace Medish and learn the whole thing. See, it becomes a tremendous time of thought. So, after 20 years, they say, well, all these people weren't fruitful because of you. I never learned how to be in the car with anybody. Yeah, because you denied that part of your nature which gave you that ability. You were supposed to be the person who was supposed to go out there and help people. So each person has their role, which you also need to find. So he says, so that's, he brings up the Zal and he builds that, 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 we'll leave that for the.